Daf is Daf Tezayin. Happy Tuvav to everyone. So the Gemara says in the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis, the last four lines, Tanur Rabbanon, Brisa says, Ein Mochin Lehen, Chirisin, a person should not sell these shields to non-Jews. V'yeshom and Mochin Lehen, Tarisin, others say you are allowed to sell shields to the non-Jews. My Taima, what's the reason why you can or cannot? If it's because it's going to provide them protection and you can't give them any form of chias, and it's going to let them live longer, that's usur. Well, that means you shouldn't even sell them wheat and barley and any types of food, which of course gives them chias. So Amar Rav, Rav says, efshar hachanami. A little unclear how to read this line here. Rashi says, efshar is efshar below Eva. I mean, you can't get around. Ideally, we shouldn't sell them chit and saura. But of course, if we wouldn't open up the supermarket, you're a non-Jew, you can't sell to you. Just like if they wouldn't sell to a Jew, it would be anti-Semitic. We can't not sell to a non-Jew. So we have to because it's going to create Eva. So hachanami, you would imagine hachanami means you also have to sell them the shields because of Eva. But the way at least the Masifta understands this is that no. Since it's EF Shar, you can't get around selling them food that you have to sell. But you can avoid selling them shields and other defense, and therefore you should not sell them shield. That's the understanding. I don't know if the article has a different interpretation.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. Okay. Rashi doesn't say this. I don't know where they get this from. I would have learned it differently, but that's what Ritva. Okay. Fine. Excellent. The Gemara now says that Ikadami, others say, Trisin Hainu Taima Delo, the reason why you can't sell shields to them, the Chi Shalim Zinayu Kalu Bigavayu. Because once they run out of ammunition and other weapons, so then they could use the shields themselves as some form of weapon. So therefore, it falls under the category of not selling Klei Zayin to them. You can't sell them weapons, guns, and so on. And then Yeshom, and the others who permit Mochen, who say you can sell them, you can sell shields, Trisin Dechishalim Zinayu Marik Arke. When they run out of ammunition, they don't use shields to protect the Arke. Marik Arke means they run away. The shields are not going to kill anyone, and therefore it's not considered a weapon. It's just there to protect. So the Gemara says then, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Halacha, Paskin Halacha Kiyesh Omrim, that a person is in fact allowed to sell shields to them. So the Gemara says further, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Ein Mochin Lehen Ashashiel Shel Barzel. You can't sell small little chips, pieces of a barzel. My time, what's the reason? Mishum Dechalshi Menayo Klei Zayin, because they're going to use it to make weapons out of them, something sharp, a knife, a blade. In our days, they'll make a bullet out of it. So therefore, you can't sell them any chips of barzel. So the Gemara says, Yehachi, that's the case. Afilu mari v'chatzini nami, you shouldn't be able to sell these items either, which are what types of like spears or arrows, how do they define it?
A hoe, or
a shovel, you shouldn't be able to sell because that's made of barzel and they could shape it out in such a way to make it into a weapon. Gemara says, Amar Rav Zav Zvid biparzela hindua. So Rashi says, "Biparzla Hindua, first in our line, Shal Eretz Hodu, India, She'ein Osen Osa Ella L'Klei Zayin." We spoke about not selling barzels, particularly in India, where they would shape them as weapons. So you can't. I don't know how they define this, but you can't. In India, they made sharp pieces of metal that is actually a weapon. That's what you can't sell. But stam metal that you are allowed to sell, even though they're able to form it into a weapon. If it's not an actual weapon, it's going to be mutter to sell to them. So the Gemara says, "Vahidna." Nowadays, the kamezavina. Nowadays, that we do sell even these pieces of barzel, ashashiel shabarzel, which are weapons. How is that allowed? So very interesting Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi leparsoi demagne ilavim. We sell to the persons who actually defend us. So the heter is, if you live in a place like America, you're allowed to. Could you make ammunition sell to the American army? That would be allowed because they protect us here in America. But to sell to Iran or to any other of these countries which are against Jews or America, that of course would be usur. So Tosas on the top right, le parsai de magni alon vinir de ananami sharin and hashalim chorlo de kachavim klezayin mehai time. Apparently, where Tosas lived in France somewhere, so they also were protected by the French army, and you would be able to sell military items, tanks, and ammunition to the French army. Fine. The Balmora thinks nowadays as well, since you are allowed to sell ammunition to the armies that protect you, you could sell also horses and mules, which are also part of their cavalry of protecting. So the Ramban argues, Ramban says, you're right, mitzad klei zayin, mitzad the iser of selling weapons, it's allowed, you could sell horses and mules and stuff because they're part of the defense. But the Ramban says, for another reason, you can't sell them because they're considered behema gasa. We said above, you can't sell behema gasa, so that's why he doesn't let you sell them. Ritva asks the question, how come you are allowed to sell these materials of barzel? Right? The Gemara says, the only iser is to sell actual weapons. But metal, this, which can be transformed into weapons, that's permitted because that's already a step removed. So Ritva asks, how is that permitted? Isn't it going to be a case of lifne de lifne? If I sell to you, you're going to sell to the ammunition factories and they're going to use the metal to make into bullets. Isn't that lifne de lifne, two steps removed? And we should, sorry, 1 second, other way around. Oh, this is actually in the earlier stage here.
Three steps removed. Because
yeah.
We have to still make that.
Make it into them.
Meaning he's selling the material to somebody who buys the material, and then they make the arms. So
right.
It's really not two, it's three.
So he's asking on those, when you sell the ammunition, he's asking, why is that usr? If you, the ashashiel shel barzel, we say, you cannot sell. If it's made of India, they made them as weapons. He asks that it sounds like from the Ritva, they're not actual weapons. They're just very easily made into weapons,
right,
more so than this. It's sharp itself.
Or it's easy to mold.
Well, something like that. So I assume I read the Gemara that these are actual weapons, little things you could just throw, a little dagger. But the Ritva understands, no, they're just easy to mold or easy to change over. So therefore, Ritva says, how is it? Why is it us? It's lifne de lifne. I sell to this guy, that guy's able to switch it around. So Ritva answers, lifne de lifne is only not two steps, but it's two people. If I sell to Reuven sells to Shimon, that's two steps. But if I sell to Reuven, and Reuven has the ability on his own to transform it, that's called one step. Even though it's two actions involved, selling and then adjusting it, that since it's all to one person, that's considered one lifnei iver, and that's why it's usur to sell to them. The Gemara now says, with two dots, agalim v'siyachim, calves, and I think we said young donkeys, whatever they're called in English, so that's usur as well. So Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shvur Mipnei Sheinu Yecholo L'Hisrapos L'Chayos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you are allowed to sell an animal that's broken because there's no way that it could ever heal. And Rashi explains, if you look at four narrow lines down, Sheinu Yecholo L'Hisrapos U'Mistama L'Shchita Zavna. When you sold the cow that's broken, Mistama, or even the you sell it to be shechted, to be eaten, V'Lo Mashile, not to be kept in the guy's property. And what's the concern of leaving the guy's property? So no Jew is going to see in the non-Jewish home that he has a cow that's there. So what's going on here? I own cows. Let's say I'm the only person who owns cows in the entire city. So I sell cows, and I know we can't sell cows to, me and some other guy. We both own cows, me and another Jew. And we're the only place you can find cows. So now if they say this non-Jew has a cow of mine, so the other guy is going to say, oh, it's mutter to sell cows. So what's the heter to sell a broken cow? Because since a broken cow, mistama, the guy's buying it, the non-Jew's buying it to shecht it, it's not going to be in his property long enough for another guy to see, oh, that non-Jew has a cow, and he won't come to sell them. That's the understanding. So since a cow that's broken will never be fully healed, he just shechted it, and it won't be remaining in the property of the non-Jew. But the Gemara says, not true. Even though it's broken and you can't really use the cow to do any work, any milacha, Amrulo the Chacham say, "Valo marbin alea, but you'll let this. V'chevin the marbin alea, but you'll let this. Also l'shuib. Isn't it possible the cow could become pregnant and then to produce more calves? And that would be a very sensible reason that they should leave the cow on the property. So me, as the Jewish owner of the cows, I should never sell a cow to the non-Jew, not even a broken cow, because there's room for him to keep it around his property longer in order to have more calves." So the Gemara says, "Amar lehen." Rabbi Yehuda says back to Chachamim, apparently you didn't spend enough time on the farm. L'chshateled, when that happens, you let me know, because alma lo mekables zachar. A cow that's broken, that's damaged, that's injured, will not allow a bull to make itself make it pregnant, and therefore it's no use of keeping the cow around. You'll shecht it right away. Tosis points out here, there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Chulin. Look at that, dear Masal Alma. There's a machlokas whether an animal that's a trefa. Trefa is defined by an animal that can't live for more than 12 months. It could be an animal with a puncture in the lung, a kidney problem, a liver problem, a whole slew of issues that won't allow it to live for 12 months. So there is a machlokas whether or not a trefa has the ability to give birth. Meaning what? Let's say you see an animal and you think it's a trefa, but it became pregnant, so that would indicate it's not a trefa. So that's the machlokes, whether treifa is able to be yoledes. The Tosafot just points out, though, that this gemara here is different than the gemara of treifa yoledes. Tosafot writes, La mishum desavar treifa ino yoledes. The fact that the cow has a broken leg and can't work has nothing to do with whether treifa could give birth or not. The perik elu treifa is daf nun zayin. Bar ilumeimar le Rabbi Yehuda de yoledes. Ela delo mekablas zachar. What the gemara here is saying is that the animal won't allow the bull to be ba'alel, which is a whole other point here. This cow that's broken isn't a treifa. A cow can have a broken leg and not be a treifa. It just can't work properly. So therefore, the two different discussions of allowing a mekabelas a zachar and also whether a treifa could be yoledes. Okay, the gemara now says, asks the question, actually not yet, two dots. Ben Becerra mati rusus. Ben Becerra allowed a Jew to sell a horse to a non-Jew. What's the reason? Tanya ben Becerra mati rusus mipnei shu osa bamlacha shein chayavim ala chatas. The whole reason why we prohibited selling a behemah gas is because it might do work on Shabbos, nisyonos, she'elos, chiros, all those cases. But that's only when the animal is going to do a melacha deraisa like chorish or tochen. A horse at most is going to carry a person. And that's not a malacha, that's a shvus ba'alma, so therefore it's not bechlal the gezera. So Rebbe prohibited even selling a horse. Why? Mipnei shnei devarim, two reasons why he says you can't even sell horses. Echad mishum toras kli zayin, one is because it's a weapon, we'll see why it's a weapon in a second. V'echad mishum toras behema gas, it's considered a behema gas, it's a large animal. So Gemara wants to understand Bishmai, understand Taurus Klizayini, because the Kato Besichufa, some kill with its hooves, it could kill, it kick really strong and kill someone. That's a Klizayin. But the other reason, El Taurus Behemagasa Mahi, what's a Behemagasa? We said before that we're only concerned of selling Behemagasa if Nisyona, Ischiris, and Shela, if the Malacha that the animal does is a Malacha Deraisa. But a horse doesn't plow a land, a horse doesn't do things that are Malacha Deraisa, it carries a person. So the Gemara says, when the horse gets too old to carry people, matchino berechayim b'shabbos, it's able to run around the mill, pull the whatever over, you know, pressing grapes and olives, which is of course a malach deraisa of tochen, and therefore it's aser. Rabbi says to sell horses as well. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, however, halacha ki ben b'seiru paskin, like ben b'seiru, that you are allowed to sell a horse. We're not concerned with the shita of Rabbi. Look at Tosus di Ramaschal Ella Taurus Behema Gasa Mahi Kasha. Tosus asks, Lema de Lesle Chai Gnosis Asmo Beofos Kirbanum. The Gemara talks about sometimes horses were used to transport birds. I don't know exactly the Messias, what the Indian was, but they would transport birds. And there's a machlo, everyone agrees that a person is considered Chai Gnosis Asmo. Whenever a person carries another human being, a child, on Shabbos, that's not an Issa Deraisa, because since the animal, the child, the person, holds himself up a little bit, it's not considered really carrying, and therefore that's at worst an Issa Midirabanan. When it comes to ofos, birds, animals, they have the ability to make themselves like dead weight, and therefore some say it is considered carrying, and some say it's not carrying, even a bird is chai noset atzmo. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest, why not say it's an animal, a horse, a very strong horse, a young horse, that transports birds. And according to one opinion, birds is considered real hotzah, because it's dead weight, it's not considered chai noset atzmo. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, so the Gemara asks, so Tosfos again says, Vakasha, Lema, let's say, the less lay chai noset atzmo ba'ofos, we don't say chai noset atzmo ba'ofos, we don't say birds carry themselves, rather birds are considered dead weight, and kirabanam, and therefore that would be another solution. And you don't have to get to an older horse, it's talking about a young horse that carries a ofos, which is hotzah. The Yesh Lomar says, the Tosfos, mida asa rebi mishum toras kli zayin. From the fact that Rebbe asked buying selling a horse because it's a weapon itself, mashma de'afilu hamyuchaler kivas adam. So the fact that we're talking about a weapon, an animal as a weapon, a horse as a weapon, we're talking about when it's carrying people. We're not talking about a small pony that's carrying birds. We're talking about a horse that's carrying people, and that's the type of sus we're referring to. And oaf was not even on the radar. It's not even anything to discuss. And everybody agrees by adam. The mode chliyama dechai knows it's asmo, that a person is considered carrying himself and was not considered real hotzah. The last line I'm not going to explain, but he says imkain taras behemagasa mai the gimel machlokas bedavar. There's a three-way machlokas here regarding selling horses. He doesn't really explain here, but I'll let you figure out what it is. It's one opinion holds. I'm not going to go through it, but either way, that's what Tosfos writes. Okay, the Okay, there is a discussion in, actually, forget it. Let's go weiter. Gemara says, we're at now four narrow lines up. The Gemara asks, "E barilu, shor shel petem ahu." Let's say you have a very fat ox that's incapable of doing any work. It's just too big, too large to get anything done. Is it permitted, that case, to sell to a non-Jew? It's not going to lead to any malacha at all. So the Gemara explains, "Tibari le Rabbi Yehuda, tibari le Rabbanan. Tibari le Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan lo kashari Rabbi Yehuda lo b'shur." Rabbi Yehuda only permits selling a broken animal to lo asi lechla malacha. That animal itself will never amount to any malacha. It's broken. Once broken, never fixed. Aval hai, dechimashe lei, also lechla malacha aser. This animal, if you leave it around long enough, unclear what that means. Either means we leave it around long enough, the animal might lose some weight and be capable of doing work, as opposed to shavura will never be capable of work. Or if you leave the animal around long enough, someone might see that you have a sure petem in your house, and he might say, "Oh, it's permitted to sell other shalim animals." So it's aser. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree it is aser to sell a fat ox. Ol dilma afilu l'rabbanan, or maybe even the rabbanan who say you can't sell a shvura, maybe lo ka'asi hasim, they only prohibited selling a broken animal, el d'stama lav l'shri hasim, only there. Because mistama, when you sell a broken animal, it's because stam case lav l'shchita kai. Most people don't buy animals to do shchita. So even though the animal's broken, there must be some other reason why he wants to buy the broken animal. Only that by shvura does he say aser. Aval hai, when it comes to a very fat shor, stama l'shchita kai. Most likely a person is buying a very fat ox in order to eat from it, and therefore, yefilu rabbanan shari, maybe in this case, even the chachamim would agree that it is permitted to sell a fat shor to a non-Jew. So again, you could go both directions, even with the Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. So what's the psak? The Gemara says, Tashma, Damar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shal Beis Rebbe, Hayu Makrivin, Shura Shal Petem, B'Yom Edom. The house of Rebbe would be Makriv, a fat ox, to the, on the Yom Edom. Now, certainly it doesn't mean Makrivin, Lashon Karbanos. He wouldn't bring Karbanos to the non-Jews on their holidays. What it meant was he would send them a donation, send them a matana of a very fat ox. But then the Gemara says, after giving that, Chaser Dal Rivivin Shein Makrivin Oso Hayom El Macher. He actually, after giving the gift to them, he wanted to bribe. He did bribe them for a lot of money to say, "I'd rather you not shecht it today. I'd rather you shecht it tomorrow." But then there was another stage. Chaser Dal Rivivin. He lost another four rivin. He bribed them even further. Shein Makrivin Oso Chai El Shachet Chaser. Rather, you shouldn't bring this as a animal that's alive. Rather, bring it after it's already been shechted. You should present it to the non-Jews. And then the fourth and final stage, what he did was, he was chaser dal rivivin, shein makrivin oso kol ikar. Then he bribed them even further. It sounds like, I guess, he was bribing the shliach not to send them at all to them. I don't want them to have this animal. So the Gemara says, my taima, why was he going through all these different steps of eventually not wanting to give them a fat ox? It says, shor shel petem. La mishum dilma asi l'shuye. Was it not because Rebbe was concerned that they might hold on to the shore for a long time and that might lead to other people permitting selling of Bema Gassos? So we see from this story of Rebbe that's usher to sell a shore shepetem even according to all opinions. Gemara says, wait a second. Well, tameich, according to your logic, shein makrivin osa yom el machar my taima. So how do you understand that stage where Rebbe said, give it to them, not today, but tomorrow? What exactly was this whole step of this? And then he kept on saying, not today, but tomorrow, not alive, but shechted, not at all. So the Gemara says, no. El Rebbe me'akir milsa ba'i v'savar yakir v'asli porta porta. Rebbe's intention was, he knew if he tried to unravel the whole gift, it wouldn't have been went well. Instead, he wanted to chip away slowly. First, don't give it today, give it tomorrow, give it alive, no, give it shechted, don't give it at all. He was kind of slowly chipping away in order to not be brought at all. So in the end of the day, we paskin that a person should not even give a shor shel petem to a non-Jew. Gemara says, v'chi mashile bari v'avid malacha. So wait a second, what's all concern? Who cares if they hold on to a fat animal? Will the fat animal ever stick around and be able to do work? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Li Zvida, Zvida told me, Bartura Mishaninen Le Vavid Al Chad Shrein. A fat shore that you leave around in your property for a long time, when it loses weight and gains strength, it actually is able to do double the work of a regular cow. So I don't know how this works nowadays, but apparently in Eitzah, to strengthen up your animals, first fatten them up, and then give him some work, and he turns that fat into muscle. I know that's what some bodybuilders do. You eat a lot, that fat, if you do the right thing, the fat can transform into muscle, supposedly. So I guess that's what they did with the oxen as well.
The whole story with Rebbe is a little difficult to understand its application. That's a case of Yom Edom, right? So shouldn't there be a chashash there of a Lazara? We're talking about here of...
Yeah, they ask this question. They all ask the question. They do. I don't know the answer, but I did see the question being asked. Let's look quickly to see if they say what they say. I think I saw this. I'm pretty sure they asked the question. Okay, I'm not seeing it come through right now. Okay, the Gemara now says the new Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, "Ein mochin lehem dovin varayos v'chol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim." You can't sell bears, lions, or any other dangerous animal to the public. "Ein bonin imahim besilki." You can't build them with a silky. Silky, Rashi says, is a tall tower of some sort that they would judge people and throw them off the top of the tower. A gardum is a place where they would judge people on dinin nefashos, and its stadia was like a stadium where they would have these bullfights, it seems. Ubima was a place where a very short bima, rather thin and tall, where they would also throw people off of that tower. All these things, you cannot partake in building such weapons of mass destruction, let's say. Aval bonin imahim bimisosios, that is permitted, which Rashi explains. It's a binin, what wasn't to do with avodah zarah or killing anything, that's permitted. Ubeis merchatos, bathhouses were permitted as well. But when building these structures that are permitted, higil akipa, once you got to the top, the roof, the dome on top, shemamidim bo avodah shacham, where they place the cross or whatever other idol on top, at that point, asalivnos, you have to pull out of that job and you can't participate in that part of the structure. The Gemara says,
It says, it's like a fixed mass.
So it wouldn't be an issue since they have plenty of without it. So then the Gemara says, after the mission, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Chisa, Amri le Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, Chaya Gasa, a large wild animal, right? They're chayos and behemos. Behemos are domesticated animals such as cows and sheep, and chayos are wild animals like elephants and deer and lions and bears. So if some chayos are big, some chayos are small. Let's say a cat would be a chaya daka, and a lion would be a chaya, well, chora, let's say an elephant would be a chaya gasa. So the Gemara says, a chayagasa is harehi kebehemadaka liapirkus, has the same din as a small domesticated animal, let's call it a goat or a sheep, with regards to pirkus. Abalol mechir, not with regards to selling. So what's pirkus? So if you look at Rashi in the bottom here, Rashi says it is, right in the Gemara there, it's six lines up. Kebehemadaka liapirkus, kedamar agave behemos mesukenes beshchitas chulim. An animal that is in danger of dying. So what the halacha is, when you shecht it, how do you know that the animal may have been considered dead? So what's the indication when you shechted the animal that was dangerously ill, that really had life when you shechted it? So behemadaka shepashta yada achashchita velo hechzira asura. A small animal like a goat that you shechted, after it gets shechted, it spreads its hand and never returns back. There's some type of a jerk that it makes after being shechted. If it doesn't return back to position, that's asura. That did not have enough energy, enough neshama in it to be considered alive before you shechted it. The behema musukenes, an animal that's in danger of dying, the eno muteris acha tirbach, is not permitted to see the pirkus, which is again this jerking of the body after it's been shechted. Vimlo pirkus, if it didn't do that jerking, havia kimesa kodem shchit. It's as if it died already before it was shechted, even though it's still breathing. It did not have enough of a life to be considered a live animal at the time of shchita. Fun. What?
It's called mefercheses.
Mefercheses. Well, how do they, is there a definition in English for this?
Twitch, shake, jerking.
Jerking, yeah, okay, fine.
Still, the nerve ends are still going.
Yeah, something like that, I don't know. So that's indication. So just like for behema gasa, it's just like kind of drops dead, it just flattens. So behema gasa just dies, behema daka jerks. So the chaya gasa, a large chaya gasa in terms of, what's a kosher live chaya gasa? I don't know, is it deer's pie chaya daka? Venison, that's a behema. That's a chai. What? A buffalo, okay, a buffalo, bison. So that would be considered a chayagasa. So when you shecht it, you would expect it to have to do that jerking for it to be considered alive before the shechita. So that has the same din as a behemah daka with regards to pirkus, aval lo l'mechir. With regards to selling, it's not like a behemah daka. What does it mean, lo l'mechira? Rashi, two lines up, says, aval lo l'mechira, limitle b'minhaga, it doesn't depend on minhagim, elav g'behemah gasahi, u'b'chol makom ein mochim. We said in the Mishnah a couple days ago, behemah daka, selling to non-Jew, depends on the minhag. Some places do sell, some places don't. Behemah gasa, we never sell behemah gasa to a non-Jew because of nisyone and sheila and schiris. So the Gemara says, although chayagasa is like a behemah daka, with regards to pirkus, with regards to mechira, it's like a behemah gasa, which means you can't sell them. V'ani omer, the Gemara now says, after all of that, ani omer, Rav says that afl mechira, actually maybe Rav Chana, I'm not sure who's talking now, v'ani omer, afl mechira makom shenagu limchor mochen shalol limchor ein mochen. He thought even the selling of a behemah, rather of a chayagasa, is like a behemah daka, which does depend on the minhag hamakom. Gemara now says, last three lines, Tanan, the Mishnah just above says, Ein mochin len dovin varayos. You can't sell bears and lions, v'lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim, nor can you sell animals that could be dangerous to the public. Taima dispei nezek l'rabim, only because it's dangerous. Ha les bei nezek l'rabim, shari, if it's not dangerous, so then you're allowed to sell it, even though it's a chayagasa. So we see a chayagasa is permitted in some instances, just like a behema dak is permitted in some instances as well. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula Ba'ari Shavur Valiba de Rabbi Huda. No, normally it's usher to sell a chaya gasa, but when it's broken, so then you're allowed to sell, just like Rabbi Huda permits you to sell a sus that's shavur, or a cow that's shavur. So Gemara then says, Rav Ashi Amar Stam Ari Shavur Hu Eitz Amlacha. As we all know, lions are very lazy, lions won't do any work for you, so they're always considered shavur, and therefore you could sell a lion. Rashi explains to Machlokas Rashi Tosa how to understand the line here. Rashi says three lines from the top. Ravashi Amar Afilo Tema Bari Shalom. Even if the animal, that lion, is very healthy and strong, Umasnisin Rabbi Yehudi the Shari Bishur. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda who permits selling a broken animal. Avachol Arayos Shavurin Hein Eitam Lacha. Every lion is considered broken with respect to working. They're lazy. The Ari La Bar Mlachu. You can't get a lion to do work. Aval Rabbanan de Asi Bishur Asinami Ba'ari. The lion, the animal, rather the Rabbanan thinks that in general, selling a broken animal is Asr, so selling a lion would be the same category and should be Asr as well. Tosas argues. Tosas on the right says, the two lines down, he quotes Rashi, then he says at the end of the line, Viri, the Ri Omer, Afilu Krabbananami Asya. Rabban even would agree you could sell a animal, a lion. Diad Kan Lo Asi Rabbanan, Elamishim de Asi Lumemar Shlema Machalo. The reason why Rabbanan say you can't sell a shvur itself, a broken cow, is actually permitted in Mikra Din according to the Rabbanan. The only reason why Rabbanan said not to, because it might lead you to selling a shalem animal to a non-Jew. About Ba'ari, with a lion, lo shayach haitayma de la'olam shavar hu eitel melacha. There is no such thing as a shalem lion. They're all broken. So you could sell all lions, and there's no gezerah here, the fishitas, the Rabbanan. Okay, Gemara asks now, two lines down, Meisivei. Just like you can't sell a large animal, so too you can't sell a chayagasa. Even in a place where they would sell behemadaka, chayagasa ein mochin lehen. You can't sell a large animal. So what comes out is this is the atiyufta, the Rav Chanan bar Rava atiyufta. Rav Chanan above said he thought you can sell a chayagasa b'makomol she'enagu limchor. We paskin the very clear brisa that you cannot sell a chayagasa. He's been refuted. Mar now says Ravina Rami Masnisin u'brisa u'mishani. Ravina had a different back and forth. He had a mishnah through a mishnah and a brisa and gave an answer. So what was his shakli v'tarya? Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Ein mochin lehen dovin varayos, you can't sell bears and lions, lo kol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, or anything else that's dangerous. Taima dis be nezek, only because animals are dangerous. Ha les be nezek, if it's not dangerous, mochin, you are allowed to sell a chayagasa. Urmini, they ask the Brisa, Kishem shein mochin be magasa, kachin mochin chayagasa. The Brisa clearly says you cannot sell a chayagasa across the board. Vafilu b'makum shemochin behemadaka, even a place where they would sell a behemadaka, still a chayagasa ein mochin. So there's a stira. So the Gemara answers, Mishane Bari Shavur Valiba de Rabbi Huda. When is it permitted? When the lion is broken, that's when the Mishnah permits it. And when the Bryce says it's not permitted, that's talking about all other cases. Ravashi Amar Stama Rishavur, like we saw, Eitam Lacha, that Ravashi says every lion is considered broken, and therefore you could sell the lions. And Maskiv La, Rav Nachman, Man Neimala and Ari Chayagasu. Dilma chayadaki. So I'm not sure what this line means exactly. But whoever said that we're talking about a chayagasa. But whoever said that a lion is considered a chayagasa, maybe a lion is considered a chayadaka, which to me would be fascinating. But that's what the Gemara suggests. There's not much here. Anything in the articles that have any explanations why it might be a chayadaka? Right. It could be maybe there are certain breeds of lion that are very small, a smaller breed, or maybe a young lion maybe. I don't know. But I certainly would never peg a lion as small. But okay, fine. Okay, it could be different breeds of lions. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi daik masnisin u'mosif tiyufta. Rav Ashi was made a dik from the Mishnah. He was mostly asked the question from the tiyufta as follows. Again, same, similar shak levataria here, but not exactly the same. Tanan. Ein mochin lehen dovin v'arayas v'lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. You cannot sell any animals that are dangerous to the public. V'taymet is be nezek, only because it's dangerous, but ha'les be nezek, if there is no danger, mochin, you are allowed to sell. V'taymet ari, the stam ari, shavar who ate malacha. And the reason is because a lion, why you'd sell a lion, is because a stam lion is broken with regards to malacha. Aval midi acharina davin malacha lo. But a different animal that does malacha, you are now not allowed to sell. And this becomes a tiyufta de Rav Chanan bar Rava, tiyufta, who thought all chayagasos you are able to sell if you're in an area where they sell. So the Gemara says, b'chayagasa miyas, my malacha avde. So now we've established that a certain chayagasos, granted in a lion, cannot do any malacha. That implies other chayagasos, I don't know, the elephant, a giraffe, who knows what else. It sounds like they can do malacha. What malacha could a chayagasa possibly do? And the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Amar Li, Mar Yehuda, Debe, Mar Yochni, Tachne Rechaim, Barudi. Apparently they would use, wild donkeys, wild donkeys, that they would use, they're considered chayos, gasa, they would be used to grind things, grapes and olives and stuff. So you can use certain chayagasas for malacha. Gemara now says, Amar Bezerah, Ki Avin Bei Rav Yehuda, when I was in the house of Rav Yehuda, Amarlan, he said to us, Gemir Minayu Hamilsa, you should learn from me the following matter. Dimigavi Rabbi Shmili, I heard this from a great rabbi. V'lo Yadana, we didn't know Imirabi Mishmul, who we heard this from. It was either Rav or Shmuel, that much we knew, but we don't know which one. That, the following halacha. Chayagasa harei kibhemadaka lepirkus. That a large wild animal is just like a behemadaka, that in order for it to be a kosher shechting like a bison, buffalo, it has to do that jerking like a behemadaka, like a goat. Kiyasa le Krukunya, we went to this place called Krukunya, Ashi Chase le Rav Chiya bar Ashi diyasa, we saw that Rav Chiya was sitting down, the Kamar Mishmei de Shmuel, he was quoting Shmuel saying, Chayagasa arei hi kebehemadaka le pirkus. So we said, it must be that Amina, Shema Amina, who was the Gavar Rabbi, he heard this from, it must be Mishmei de Shmuel. Itmar, we said it in the name of Shmuel. But Kiyasa le Surah, when they went to Surah, Ashi Chase the Rabba bar Yirmiyah the Yasub, we found Rabba was sitting down learning. The Kamerlei was quoting a statement, Mishmei the Rab this time, that Achayagasa Harehi Kibema Dakla Pirka, Samina. So we said, must be Shmamina, Itmar Mishmei the Rab, Itmar Mishmei the Shmuel. That when a Rabbi Huda told us that he heard in the name of a Gabba Rabba, it was both Rab and Shmuel. We have other structures like this in the Gemara elsewhere, where both Rab and Shmuel said the same thing. So Kislika Shlahasam, when we went there, Ashke Chasi the Rav Asi the Yasa. We saw Rav Asi was sitting down learning. Hasim is Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says. V'kamar, and he was saying, Amar Rav Chama Bor Gurya Mishmei de Rav. He was quoting Rav Chama, the name of Rav. Chaya Gasa Harei Hikibeh Medaka Lepirkus, like we've been saying. Amrile, we said to him, V'lo Savar Le Mar Deman Mar De Shmaisa Rav Bar Yirmiya. But don't you think, wasn't Rav Bar Yirmiya part of this whole equation as well? There was from Rav to Rav Bar Yirmiya, and then to Rav Chama Bar Guria. Why did you delete him from the whole Masorah of passing down the statement of the name of Rav? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Pasya Uchimya. Pasya Uchim is a lashon of the bread has become black. Rashi explains the walls have become black. That we see that from your learning, Talmud Chacham, through the derech of a Talmud Chacham is to learn without washing his clothing, and he gets dirty, his face turns black, and he doesn't take showers. So you're also zocha to that blackness on your face and your clothing. And therefore, I trust what you're saying. So now between what I'm saying and what you're saying, we could combine the statements and say as follows. Minai uminach, from me and from you, we could conclude tistaim shmaisa itmar nami, and say, tistaim shmaisa. That really both them, both Rabba bar Yirmiya and Rav Chama bar Gurya, were both should be accredited with hearing from Rav that halacha is that a behema, that a chayagasa is kebehema daka, the pirkus. So the Gemara says, Itmar Nami was also said, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiya, and also Amar Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Now everything here is together, all the personalities, Amar Rav, that a Chaya Gasa, Arehi, Kebehemadaka, the Pirchus. Fine, so that's the end of the discussion. Let's do a few more lines before we stop here. The Gemara says in Ein Bonin V'chulei, the Mishnah had said there are a number of different structures a Jew cannot participate with a non-Jew in building. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Bisilkos Hein. There are three types of Bisilkos. So what are they? Do they have a definition for that in English?
Basilica.
What's that?
Those tall, narrow buildings.
No, I need to get out a little more, I guess. Okay.
It's a palace.
A palace? Okay. Do any of the younger ever know this? Must be the old literature.
Churches were also basilics.
Some of them are famous. The Basilica of.
They were usually the very narrow, tall structures.
Okay. We need to get out more, guys. I envision like maybe England had those types of tall, like, Gothic types of structures, maybe. Not to put you on the spot, Eliyahu, but okay. Fine. I'm happy I'm in your... I'm not the only one who doesn't know this. Okay. Anyway, so there are three types of basilicas. Shel Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, Shel Merchatzos, Shel Otros. That of the non-Jewish kings, that of the bathhouses, and that of the storage houses. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Shnaim Leheter Ve'echa Le'Isser. Two of them are permitted to participate in building, and one of them is Aser. Which one's Aser? Simon, to remind you, the mnemonic is Lesser, Malchei and Bezikim Lesser, to bind up. The Isser one is that of the kings, Basilica is going to be Aser. Rashi points out, why is it Aser? Lesser Machayim Shal Melachim Aser Shedanin Sham Nefashis. But that's where they would give capital punishment. So you should not be participating in such a structure. Ikadami, others say, Amar Rava, Kul Meheter, he actually thinks all three of them are Heter. But doesn't it say, Bahatanan, doesn't the Mishnah clearly say, Ein Bonin Imahim, Basilke, Gardum, Itstadu Bimi? So we see Basilka is Aser. How could you say it's mutter? Mefurish Mishnah says you can't. Gemara says no. Ema, the Mishnah says it should really be read Besilke shall gardam, Besilke shall itstadia, Besilke shall bima. Meaning, silke are not usr across the board. It depends the nature of them. So the Mishnah is giving a list of three of them that are usr. Of gardam, of itstadia, and bima are all usr. But Besilkas of Malchi of the Kochavim, Amir Chatzals, and Otos, those are all permitted. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Kubishrat. The picture for us.